Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dangdong.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we'll continue our study to the commentaries of the Quran as we'll look at some of the verses of Quran chapter 13. The name of that chapter is The Thunder. And obviously, as we know, that every chapter in the Quran have a name, and normally the name of the chapter comes from a verse in the Quran, as we'll see here in that chapter. But before we get into these verses, which I would love to share with you in Quran chapter 13, as we always do, I looked at what the great Muslim scholar Al-Jalalayn told us about where that chapter was written. And here where I was astonished. Why? Because Al-Jalalayn gave us two contradictory opinions. First, he told us it is a Medini chapter, except specific verses. And on the other hand, he tells us, no, it is actually a Mecca chapter, except some specific verses. And what is so amazing, when we look at these verses he picked up, we found that that is actually another contradiction. Why? Because Al-Jalalayn said, if it was a Mecca chapter, that the entire chapter is Mecca except verse 31 and verse 43. But on the other hand, he is telling us, if it was a Medini chapter, that it is a Medini chapter except verse 31, which he mentioned earlier, it is a Mecca verse. So here is the question. Was Quran chapter 13 a Mecca chapter or a Medini chapter? Add to that the question, Quran chapter 13 verse 31, a Mecca verse or a Medina verse? Add to that another bigger problem, which is that he is telling us that it is a Medina chapter except verse 31 and verses 43 or 44 or 45 or 46. Well, what is wrong with that? The problem is that chapter, Quran chapter 13, only have 43 verses. So I do not know where is 44 and 45 and 46. How can Ibn Kathir is telling us that these verses are Mecca verses when in reality these verses do not exist in the Quran which we hold in our hand? This is a great problem for our dear Muslim friends who believe that the Quran is the perfect word of Allah, never changed, never corrupted. Why am I saying it is a problem? Because these three verses, 44, 45, 46, do not exist in our hand today. That means these three verses have been removed from that chapter. That is Quran chapter 13. And only God knows what other verses is missing from the end of that chapter, because all we know is that the great Muslim scholar Al-Jalalayn, that these verses 44, 45, 46, like 43 and 31, these verses are Mecca verses. But he never told us how many verses in that chapter or what other verses following verse 46 are Medini verses. This is a problem. Many times I meet with some of you, my dear wonderful listeners, who were suggesting to me, Brother Usama, why can't you put the Quran in the right order, how Muhammad received it? Because I know that when you look at my translation of the Quran, you see some chapters are Mecca and some chapters are Medini, meaning that these chapters are written in the early 13 years of Muhammad. That's why we call it Mecca. They were written in the city of Mecca. And the other chapters were written in the last 8 or 9 years of Muhammad's life while he was living in the city of Medina. That is after he migrated from Mecca to the city of Yathrib, which used to be a Jewish city, and he took it by the edge of the sword, changing its name to Medina. But as I always say, you cannot put the Quran in the right order of how Muhammad received it. Why is that? as you have seen even from the introduction for our study for Quran chapter 13. Muslim scholars do not know what chapters are Mekki and what chapters are Madini. Which verses in the Mekki chapters are Madini and which verses in the Madini chapters are Mekki. In simple words, the Quran is an inconsistent book. We do not know where and when Muhammad received his Quran. Besides that, you have to understand that there are many verses in the Quran which have been abrogated, meaning Allah changed his mind, Allah cancels them, erased them, deleted them with new verses. So, in simple words, you cannot put the Quran in any order, and you cannot tell me what is the real final word of Allah in the Quran, or what Allah really wanted his Muslim believers to practice in their life. With this introduction, let's move on to what is written in Quran chapter 13 and verse 1. And notice here at the beginning of that verse, we see the word Al-Mar, Alif Lam Mim Ra, in the Arabic language. And English, actually, it is A-L-M-R. Like many of the chapters of the Quran, which start with just one singular letter, like Kaf, which we call Q in English language, or Alif Lam Ra, A-L-R, or whatever letters Muhammad come up with as an opening verse. Here we see in the Quran Alif Lam Mim Ra, which is four letters in the Arabic language, and no one knows what it is. And that happened only one time in the Quran, and that is the opening word for chapter 13 and verse 1. Even Muslim scholar like Al Jalalain told us that no one knows what Allah meant by these words except Allah himself. And here we must ask our simple question, which we always repeat once again. What was the purpose of Allah to put letters or words in the beginning of his chapters of the Quran where no one knows what it means? But here is the rest of verse 1. For there we read, these are the verses of the book, and that which has been sent down to you from your Lord, the truth. But most people do not believe. We're talking about the clear word of Allah, which begin by a word, no one know what it means. And Allah is telling us that these are the verses of the book which Allah sent to Muhammad. It came to Muhammad from his Lord, and it is the truth. Even though it is the truth, but most people do not believe. I wonder if Muhammad ever thought that in the year 2024, there would be almost 1.8 billion Muslims who would believe in the words of the Quran. I understand if that was a Mekki chapter, that verse will make more sense to Muhammad. Why? Because Allah said most people do not believe, and that was the case. Muhammad claimed to be a prophet for a good 13 years. He started his claiming to be a prophet at the age of 40, and now he's 53 years old, and all what he got is few dozen of people believed in him. They said 40 or 50. I will even round the number, and I say there were 100. Imagine with me, Muhammad preaching in Mecca, claiming to be a prophet from Allah for 13 years. Now he's old man of the age of 53. Now we have to understand that the average age of men in Muhammad days is around 50. So he's about to die of old age. By the way, he actually lived to be 63. And he only got 40 some people to believe in him after 13 years of claiming to be a prophet. Compare that to Peter in his first sermon in the book of Acts chapter 2. He preached for, I don't know, maybe an hour? I mean, you can read the sermon which he said will not go for 10-15 minutes. What happened in the end of the hour? 3,000 people got saved, and they baptized them all day long. All the disciples, all the believers were baptizing 3,000 people, which is a result of 1 hour sermon or less. Here's Muhammad, 13 years, and he got 40-some people. Also, these early Muslim believers were people who have zero knowledge or zero logic or common sense, as we will be actually seeing in our study in Quran chapter 13. For as you examine the teaching of Allah in the Quran and Muhammad's explanation to the teaching of Allah in the Quran and Muhammad answering to his followers who believed that he is a prophet, those who said, yes, Muhammad, you answered our questions and you have told us the truth, that's why we believe in you. When you examine these teachings which Muhammad spread, you find that most of his people, not only they are not believers, but also they were simply ignorant people. As we're going to see, even the verse which is written in Quran chapter 13, from which we got the title of that chapter, the thunder. That is when the Muslim believers asked Muhammad about the thunder, and when you hear the answer of Allah and the explanation of Muhammad, you cannot help but to laugh. What kind of people who have no logic or common sense to accept the false teaching of Allah in the Quran and Muhammad in his interpretation to the word of Allah in the Quran to be people to believe in such a prophet.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
It was amazing. The Quran chapter 13 verse 1, it tells us that that chapter we're about to read is the truth. But somehow most people did not believe in it. Well, let us look at how Muhammad understood the nature of heaven and earth. Heaven in Islam, according to the word of Allah in the Quran, is a structure. The earth is flat. The earth does not move, but the opposite is true. The sun and the moon each travel. And that's not just the word of Allah in Quran chapter 13 verse 2, but you can see that also in Quran chapter 15 verse 19, Quran chapter 16 verse 15, Quran chapter 20 verse 53, and Quran chapter 31 verse 10. I'm not going to read all these verses for you, but I hope and I pray you go back to these chapters and these verses and examine the falsehood concerning the science of Islam, the nature of heaven and earth according to the word of Allah in the Quran. So here is what Allah stated in verse 2 of Quran chapter 13. It said, Allah is who lifted up the heavens without amad. What is the word amad? It is actually a non-Arabic word which means columns or pillars. It is a non-Arabic word of Akkadian Aramaic origin. Now we must also emphasize here that here is a great evidence that those who helped Muhammad with his Quran did not speak the Arabic language, and the Quran is not a pure Arabic words simply because we see foreign words in the Quran, 279 words to be exactly. So once again, let's go back to the verse. Allah is he who lifted up the heavens without columns or without pillars. What does it mean? It actually means that the heavens which Muhammad numbered to be seven are not an empty space, but some structure like a ceiling. As I said earlier, you can support that by other verses in the Quran. For Allah, who had lifted the heavens, if he released them from his hands, Allah said in the Quran, they will fall on people and crush them. Use your imagination that literally the heaven is like a ceiling, and somehow Allah is holding it up from his grace and his mercy that he will not crush us on earth if he let it fall on us. Maybe that will work in Muhammad days. But any person with logic and common sense today could figure out that something is wrong. Why? Because the heaven is empty space. It is air. There is no such a thing as ceiling, that we needed some walls or some pillars to support the heaven and lift it up. Continue in verse 2. You see it. What do we see, Muhammad? The heavens. I know the heaven is up there, but I don't see it as a structure. Of course, nobody could argue with Muhammad or tell Muhammad what you're telling us in the Quran is not true, because you know what would be the result, especially if we know that these verses was given in Medina, not in Mecca. For there, Muhammad became a strong militant leader with hundreds and then later with thousands of followers, those who love death more than anyone else who love life. Then we continue in verse 2 by reading, then he, that is Allah, sat on the throne. How can Allah sat on the throne? Oh, the throne we talked about in our volume 1 of the book of Exposing the Truths about the Quran, the Revelation of Error. Yes, indeed, that's a perfect title for the Quran. It is the Revelation of Error. That is the throne which is carried by 8 angels. And these angels are huge. The distance between their earlobes and the shoulders is millions of miles. 8 angels carry the throne of Allah, and Allah sat on his throne. Obviously, we know from different Muslim scholars and different Muslim schools of thought that some Muslim actually believes that Allah has a body like a human. After all, Muhammad told us in the hadith that Allah created Adam to look like Allah. How can Adam look like Allah if Allah does not have the looks of Adam? So we know obviously from scholars of Islam that Allah has hands, except that the two hands of Allah are right hands, not left and right. Because obviously in Islam, there is this concept that left is weakness and there is no weakness in Allah. Therefore, Allah must has two right hands. And we know from the Quran that Allah has a shin, which means he have a leg. He does not have chins in plural, but in the singular, which means to me, Allah only has one leg. And Allah has eyes and Allah has ears because he can see and he can hear. And Allah spoke to Moses and Allah speaking to his angels. Therefore, Allah has voice box and loins. And here we see Allah sat on his throne. Therefore, Allah has backside or buttocks, because Allah could not sit on his throne unless he has the normal physical makeup of a man, nature of someone to sit on a throne. Now let us look at the next error. That's when Allah said, and he, that is Allah, made the sun and the moon subservient. Each traveled to its named time. The earth is not going in circle around itself once a day, which brings us the morning and the evening, nor the earth travel once a year around the sun, which gives us the 4 seasons of summer, winter, fall, and spring. No. The earth sits still, and the sun circles around the earth, and the moon circles around the earth to its specific time which Allah ordained. Imagine that with me. That is the science of the Quran. In Muhammad days, people would have believed it. But today, how can we believe in such false information? Continue with that verse. He arranges the affairs. Allah is the one who set the clock for everything to happen, and according to his will, it will be. Continuing, he explains the verses. Perhaps you may be certain of meeting your Lord. Imagine that was me. This is the work of Allah. And Allah arranged everything and explained his verses. And then you add the word perhaps. That's why we always say Allah, the God of Muhammad, is the God of perhaps. Does Allah really know if people will be certain about meeting the Lord or not? How can Allah be the knower of all things? In the same time, Allah used the word perhaps all over the Quran. This is another problem for our dear Muslim friends. Verse 3. And he is who has spread the earth and put stabilizers on it. The earth is flat? Yes, indeed. What about the stabilizers? Oh, the mountains. You see, the earth actually, according to Muslim scholars' interpretation, Allah created and he set it on the back of a huge well. and that whale somehow got something in his nose, and he sneezed. And when the whale sneezed, Hatsit, guess what? The earth shook. So Allah did a little bit modification of his creation to the earth, and that's when Allah added mountains as stabilizers. So it will stable the earth so it will not shake again. If the whale sneezes, the one who carries the earth on its back. You see, my friends, every time that whale sneezes, somehow the earth will shake. Mashallah, mashallah. How great is Allah? Because now we can prove the truth of Allah's word in the Quran by what is happening in the world today. Continuing in verse 3, Allah said, on it, that is on the earth, the rivers, and of every fruit he has placed on it, two pairs. Two pairs? I thought one pair would be plenty enough. What is two pairs? That is four trees of the same tree? Why Allah said two pairs, I do not know. He makes the night to cover the day. Surely in this are signs to people who reflect. Yes, indeed. It's a miracle that the night covers the day. It gets dark at night. And when we examine the interpretation of Muslim scholars to the sun and the nature of the sun, according to Quran chapter 18, as Prophet Alexander the Great saw the sun with his own eyes when he kept traveling to the west, set in a muddy spring. And that's how it gets dark at night. And the sun will not rise up on the following morning on the people of the earth unless Allah give it the permission to do so. This is just the beginning of our investigation to Quran chapter 13. And to continue in our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.